Phil Currie is the chief political correspondent with the Australian Financial Review. Phil, what a day and what a week. What's your analysis of what Claire O'Neill and Barnaby Joyce have told RN Breakfast this morning?
Oh, look, it's an extraordinary set of revelations, Patricia, and look, I think, you know, the reactions are understandable. It's sort of the same on both sides of the fence. It was one of those things yesterday that there was no one I spoke to and others I knew who spoke to in the Liberal Party that in any way sought to defend what Scott Morrison did, not at any level. And even Peter Dutton, contrary to what Claire O'Neill said, he sort of, if you look at his comments closely, he said he would reserve his final judgment until the Prime Minister received the Solicitor General's advice on Monday next week as to whether there's any illegality. So even he's being a bit judicious there. But it's I think it was extraordinary yesterday when the Prime Minister also revealed that Mr. Morrison had also held Treasury and Home Affairs. And I think the problem was, I mean, you can see from a logical point of view when the pandemic first broke out, and I was reading the book last night, you know, Plagued, the one that sort of revealed all this, and it is a reminder of how just mad that period was in May and April in 2020, and there is a reason you can understand why Morrison gave himself those backup ministries of finance and health. There's no reason, however, why he didn't make it public. The secrecy was not explainable, but to then say for the same reasons he gave himself Home Affairs and Treasury more than a year later, when that sense of urgency wasn't there, and no one, I don't think that didn't pass muster. Even people in the Liberal Party didn't buy that, that he took those portfolios for the same reason. There were theories that, you know, Karen Andrews was looking at freeing the Bilawila family, and that's why he took Home Affairs, and others were coming up with reasons why he shadowed Josh in Frydenberg and Treasury.
What sort of theories? Mm. What could it possibly have been?
Well, one was that he was worried about Chinese gobbling up assets, and Frydenberg as Treasurer was in charge of the FIRB process and things like that. But it was just complete micromanagement and deception. The people were generally upset about it, generally upset that not only had he done this, but he hadn't told them. And there was no one defending him in the Liberal Party yesterday.
And Claire O'Neill says you can't look away, you can't downplay this. Barnaby Joyce told me he didn't break any laws. Claire O'Neill made the pertinent point, I think, that we don't actually know. We don't have the legal advice back.
No.
That's coming back on Monday. But even, let's just say, because we don't have the advice, Phil, but that no laws were broken, let's just say that doesn't make it okay, right?
Well, there still is. Look, I'm not a lawyer, Patricia, but all the constitutional lawyers have been commenting on this in the last couple of days, haven't pointed to any illegality, but do say this convention and issues of transparency and all those sorts of things the Prime Minister was talking about. It might not be a breach of the law, but sort of fairly dodgy behaviour the threats to democracy and so forth. So, look, it is what it is, and we'll see how it runs.
Ah, what a time to be alive, Phil Currie. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Phil Currie is the chief political correspondent with the Australian Financial Review, and it is quite an extraordinary story.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.